Herman Pirchner Jr. talks about his father's journey from Austria to Cleveland, where he eventually founded the Alpine Village Theatrical Bar and Restaurant.
My father was born in Austria in 1907. And after the First World War, there were 15 that lived to adulthood in his family, but there was famine in the Alps. There was simply not enough food. So when the older kids reached their teens, they left so there'd be enough food for the younger ones. Mm-hmm. So he, as a teen, made his way first to Switzerland and then to Germany. And around the time the currency collapsed in Germany, which was 23, he made his way to the U.S. as a teenager. He didn't speak a word of English. He knew he was coming to the Midwest, and his only experience with the West and the U.S. were cowboy films. Uh-huh. So he spent what little money he had on a cowboy shirt so he would be properly dressed when he arrived in the Middle West. And he got here, and growing up in the Alps, he was a man without fear of heights. Yes. And so he became a stuntman, which is where he got his capital to go into business. He was involved in the air shows that were here, but in other parts of the country as well.